What do you do when you come up against a client's resistance in therapy?
It's a communication to me, to the therapist, to listen more deeply.
If you think your client is resistance, you need to look at how they're not feeling safe.
I look at resistance as a welcome, because if they're resisting, that means they've got skin in the game.
What do you do when somebody isn't where you want them to be? You back the hell up and go join them where they are.
Resistance is a very common problem in our work with clients, and it's one of the main issues that can end treatment prematurely. Resistance can present itself in so many ways, through our clients' reluctance or defensiveness, their unwillingness to participate in therapy, or even a hostility toward getting better. But one of the biggest challenges we face as practitioners is to stay engaged with the important work that we started. To avoid faulting our clients for struggling to embrace the painful journey of change. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruth Bezinski, a licensed psychologist in the state of Connecticut and the president of the National Institute for the Clinical Application of Behavioral Medicine. In this series, we'll look at how resistance impacts our work and practical ways to resolve it. We'll start off by looking at how to reverse deep patterns of resistance that keep clients stuck. Then we'll look at ways to bring a client out of a defensive state. We'll address the hidden fears that often drive resistance, and we'll explore ways to modify those threats. And then we'll look at how to foster change in our most difficult clients.
It's like selling cars, except you're selling behavior. And I look largely at my job as a therapist. I'm really a behavioral salesperson.
We'll talk about ways to shift clients out of ambivalence and into greater agency for their healing. And then we'll look at how the practitioner could be prolonging or even strengthening their client's resistance.
I was resisting his resistance. And in the classic line, what you resist persists.
By the end of this program, you'll have an expert set of perspectives and guidelines that you can apply to your work with clients, techniques you can begin using tomorrow. So let's get right to it. Make yourself comfortable, and I'll see you over in Module 1.
We're all resistant to change in some ways because old patterns that we have were once adaptive when we were younger. And therefore, because they were adaptive, they helped us to survive through something. They're deeply ingrained at a neurobiological level. And this is good. Having a pattern deeply ingrained means we don't have to learn the same thing over and over. We know what to do in a situation. And it's not resistance that we're dealing with. It's not an unconscious desire for something else. It's just the fact that there's a brain circuit that's running in there. And we need to identify that and discuss it with the client and to say, here is your old pattern. These are the ways that you have told me that it gets in the way. We need to install new wiring. And here is how we're going to go about it.